I'm Carrie Bringhurst, and during UPR Newsline, School Choice, the fourth annual National School Choice Week, begins January 26th. An unprecedented 5,500 events will take place across all 50 states, including here in Utah. Andrew Campanella is the president of National School Choice Week.
We're looking at everything from rallies to roundtable discussions, movie screenings, people getting together in individual homes and community centers, and talking about making good choices for their children, the options they have. Families in Utah have a lot of options. They do have school choice.
What are we looking at when we consider school choice? Privately funded schools? Are you talking about public funded schools that are not necessarily within school districts?
We're actually looking at everything, every option a parent could have. When you talk to an individual parent and ask them to define school choice, what they say is, well, what types of schools can I choose? So we focus on all options. Traditional public schools, that's a huge option that many parents will choose. In Utah, there's open enrollment. You can switch between and among school districts, which is something that some states you don't have that opportunity to do. There are public charter schools in Utah, magnet schools, private school choice program. There's also opportunity to send your children to private schools, of course, if you have the means. There's a statewide online school in Utah, which is something that some other states don't have, too. And, of course, you can homeschool your children. So there are opportunities across the educational spectrum for parents.
I'm just wondering if there's an easy way as a parent for us to look at the different choices that are out there.
Yeah, that's a good question. And I actually think, you know, that's one of the biggest challenges that exists out there. And one of the biggest needs that need to be met is the fact that, you know, it can be complicated to find out your options. You can check out our website, which is schoolchoiceweek.com, but really it takes some legwork. And parents should look into what their local districts offer, what charter schools are nearby, private school choice program. I know there's the Carson Smith program, a statewide online school. I believe it's Utah Virtual Academy. So you have a few options. You just have to do some research and start making a list. In terms of lining them all up next to each other, you might want to look at a website called Great Schools. That's a very helpful resource.
Are we still facing issues when it comes to school choice of affordability? If there's a child who may want to attend a school, a private school that seems to be better situated for that student that maybe costs money, are there programs out there, scholarships that can make that more of an equal opportunity?
Yeah, that's something that the state of Utah tried to tackle several years ago with the voucher measure that unfortunately was not successful. So no, in terms of publicly funded scholarships, the only one available is a program that's quite popular, and that's for students with special needs. But there are private scholarships out there, so I would say to parents, if you want to send your child to a private school, even though there's not a voucher or a tax credit program, look into private scholarship funds, ask about financial assistance to schools. You'd be surprised at the fact that there is opportunity out there to help get assistance to pay for that tuition. You know, it's a very personal decision for every single parent, and I encourage parents to make a list of what their priorities are in a school. What's most important to you? Is it the academics? Is it the qualifications of teachers? Is it class sizes? Is it the safety of the school? Is it the location of the school? Make a list and then start visiting schools, asking lots of questions, making sure you're comfortable with the culture of the school and the high expectations that they have for children and teachers. Make sure the staff looks like they're having a good time, enjoys teaching kids, is respectful of parents, and make sure you talk to your own children and find out what their needs are. Sometimes they can tell us more than we can find out from others.
Class size is a huge issue here in Utah. Is that something that we should consider when looking at a school?
It absolutely depends on the individual child. Some kids learn in a larger setting, actually, in a seminar-type setting. Some kids learn better with a smaller class size. I really don't think one size fits all in terms of the class size debate. I mean, there's lots of information going around. It's not always rooted in facts and data. It's really up to what your own child needs. Parents in Utah have more options for educating their kids and choosing where to send their kids to school than parents in a lot of other states.
That was president of National School Choice Week, Andrew Campanella. And when I spoke to Mr. Campanella, I asked him how Utah compared to other states when it comes to school choice. He gave us a letter grade of B. His organization does have a comparison map that is available online. You can check that out at our website, upr.org. I'm Carrie Bringhurst. You're listening to Utah Public Radio.